pretty and say, be my honey and I'll be your bumblebee. He whispered, listen to me, dearie, I always want you to be near me. Don't ever, ever stay away when you hear me call you. When you hear you, you'll know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do. Under the moon, the skies are starry and bright. The birds are sleeping at night, and there is no one inside. Under the moon, close to my heart, I feel your tender embrace. Never depart, like birds in June. I'm calling you, you know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do under the moon.
I think the piano has been a site of struggle throughout the 20th century. I mean, if you look at a player like Thelonious Monk, for example, a jazz musician who famously always looked for the notes between the keys. And Monk tended to play very strange chords, odd intervals, play very percussively within a context that was extremely rigorous in terms of its harmonies and very formalized kind of music he was playing within the bebop context. So I think people have always struggled with the piano, and in a way you could say that the 20th century was a redefinition of our tuning system, or at least a search for new possibilities.
A lone starship hurtles across a trackless void. A single human spark bulleting beyond the barriers of space and time. Yes, radio listeners, set your imagination for the year 2000. It's time to blast off into the incredible with Flash Vespo, Space Explorer. When we last saw Flash, He had just been thrown up by the carnivorous Jewish mothership from the planet Banana Daiquiri, only to find that its radioactive gullet has caused Flash's body to rapidly mutate. Let's see how Flash is doing now.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Lordy, lordy, what's happening here? Something's changing me. My body's changing. Like, my hair's getting longer. Now it's getting shorter. What's up? I'm walking backwards. I don't know. What's happening? Hey, somebody pick my... Don't goose me. That was me. Oh, no. It's my own hand. Bite it. No. Hello? Walk in front. Back in front. Blah. Hello? I don't know what's happening here. Chase me. Go out on a rough date. That's me. No. Hello?
Y'en a qui aiment la bonne cuisine, le poulet, le veau et les petits pois. Des galettes, du lardis, des bines. Y'en a qui en mangent, d'autres qui en mangent pas. Du saucisson, puis de la salade. Y'en a qui aiment ça, s'en rendre malade. Mais pour manger de la soupe au bois, les Canadiens sont un peu là. Oh, oh, les Canadiens sont un peu là. Y'a ben des manières de se battre, les Italiens c'est le poignardo, l'Américain sur la tomate, donne des coins c'est pas nouveau. Et l'Irlandais sans une brique, ça ne vaut rien, pas même un chic, mais quand il s'agit de fêter dans le tas, les Canadiens sont un peu là. Oh, oh, les Canadiens sont un peu là. Nos hommes dans la politique se font graisser par-ci, par-là. Ils ont la conscience élastique, ce détail, ça ne nous regarde pas. Mais si le gouvernement s'avise à l'ouvrier de faire des bêtises, pour voter contre à tour de bras, les Canadiens sont un peu là. Oh, oh, les Canadiens sont un peu là.
guys and a girl working a beat where regular cops could never go. New this fall on ABC television.
Lots of smiling faces all over the world.
Okay, let's hit it. 2, 3, 4.
I was walking in Savannah, past the church decayed and dim, and there slowly through the window came a plaintive funeral hymn. And a sympathy awakened, and a wonder quickly grew, till I found myself embarred in a little Negro pew. Out in front a young couple sat in sorrow, nearly wild. On the altar was a coffin, in the coffin was a child. Rose a sad old Negro preacher in a little wooden desk, with a manner grandly awkward, with a countenance grotesque. And he said, "Now, don't be weeping for this bitty bit of clay, for the little boy who lived here did gone and run away. He's doing very finely, and he appreciates your love, but his sure enough father want him in the large house up above. Now, he didn't give you that baby by 100,000 miles. He just thinks you need some sunshine, and he lent it for a while. And he let you love and keep it till your heart was big and grown. And these silver tears you shed is just interest on your own. So my poor dejected mourners, let your hearts with Jesus rest. And don't go criticizing the one who knows the best. He's given us many comforts. He has a right to take away. To the Lord be praise and glory, now and ever. Let us pray. My Lord calls me. He calls me by the thunder. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I got love.
It's the one nearest the doorway.
That's if we're swallowing the S, that's what the game is. That's if we're swallowing the S, that's what the game is. That's if we're swallowing the S, that's what the game is.
It's the one nearest the doorway.
Let's exaggerate the S's just for a moment.
It's the one, but what's happening is I'm having a little bit of trouble with my front teeth.
Oh, I understand.
So that's my problem.
Let's exaggerate the S's just for a moment, Donald, see if
it's the one, but the doorway.
Let's exaggerate the S's just for a moment, Donald, see if
it's the doorway.
Let's exaggerate the S's just for a moment, Donald, see if it works.
It's the one, but what's happening is I'm having a little bit of trouble with my front teeth.
Oh, I understand.
So that's my problem.
Let's exaggerate the S's just for a moment.
It's the one, but what's happening is I'm having a little bit of trouble with my front teeth.
Oh, I understand.
So that's my problem.
Let's exaggerate the S's just for a moment.
It's the one, but what's happening is I'm having a little bit of trouble with my front teeth.
Oh, I understand.
So that's my problem.
Let's exaggerate the S's just for a moment.
It's the one. But what's happening is I'm having a little bit of trouble with my front teeth.
Oh, I understand.
So that's my problem.
Let's exaggerate the S's just for a moment.
It's the one. But what's happening is I'm having a little bit of trouble with my front teeth.
Oh, I understand.
So that's my problem.
Let's exaggerate the S's just for a moment.
It's the one. But what's happening is I'm having a little bit of trouble with my front teeth.
Oh, I understand.
So that's my problem.
Let's exaggerate the S's just for a moment.
It's the one. But what's happening is I'm having a little bit of trouble with my front teeth.
Oh, I understand.
So that's my problem. It's the one nearest the doorway. How's that?
Thank you. hell was that?
What's all this about?
Now, I say cut that out. What's it all about, boy? Elucidate.
What's this all about, huh?
What's I say, son? What's the gimmick? What's it all about?
Slide up close here and I'll tell you.
It's all about...
patience.
Sharing.
Gentleness.
Helping each other.
Joy. Peace.
And...
goodness and love.
Love. Love.
Love.
Love, love, love.
Love, 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 love.
Love,
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 love, love,
love,
love,
love, love.
Would you believe, children, you can have
much love
all year round? Yes, that's right. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Love me. Poo-poo back. Nothing you got today. Poo-poo back. Cry forever. Poo-poo back. Inside a paper. Set a paper. Nothing to do. What you got? Nothing to do. What you got? Boo boo back. Inside a paper. Boo boo back. Out of my skin.
See you.
colors are able to vibrate membranes or pieces of skin on the sides of their bodies. This makes a shrill whining. Here are some cicadas and flies in southern France.
Cicadas are able to vibrate membranes or pieces of skin on the sides of their bodies. This makes a shrill whining noise. Here are some cicadas and flies in southern France.
Cicadas are able to vibrate membranes or pieces of skin on the sides of their bodies. This makes a shrill whining noise. Here are some cicadas and flies in southern France.
Przyjaciel, jak wyrazić to, co czuję? jak wytłumaczyć, czym jest dla mnie przyjaźń twa. Dałem ci wiarę, dałem ci spokój, dałem gitarę, dałem samochód, żony nie dałem, żony wziąłeś sobie sam. Mój przyjaciel, byłeś mi naprawdę bliski.
Closet door was open, just a crack.
So nice,
the voice from the closet said.
So nice.
The words sounded as if they might have come through a mouthful of rotted seaweed. Billing stood rooted to the spot as the closet door swung open.
So nice.
Now, the rule that we're trying to learn on this page is that a silent E at the end of the word
thank you.
Make sure that you take note. You are now listening to the Shirley and Spinoza Kitchen. Now, that was an exciting gamelan performance just hours ago in our kitchen with our cast iron skillets and wooden spoons. And that's a recording behind the scenes just for you. A little bit of a gander under the hood here. So that's your Sunday gift, and be sure to send yours on over here.
What instances did you use hollering?
Well, if I wanted water brought to me with my children, I'd just holler so my wife could hear me. You understand, you plowed then with a mule with a bag of heels on. And I'd just bring about two or three straight hollers.
Alright, how about when you wanted them to fetch you a jar of water, how about doing that for them? How about doing one of those for us? some difference back there then and some better. But I usually holler, and I didn't never practice that way of, some people did holler, you know, to cha-choos and a little bit of other way. I just hollered. Most of yours has been calling your dogs, has it?
Yeah, honey.
They're getting calling for war. They're calling the cows.
On my knee sat a little old man 7 inches tall. I picked up the little fellow in my hand and asked him who he was. At first he was very shy and frightened, but as I talked to him, he began to smile and told me in his funny voice,
"I am the leader of the band."
Then the little fellow pointed to a small hill, and there, seated in a half circle, was his band. Quicker than you could say Jack Robinson, he jumped from the palm of my hand to my knee, slid down my boot, and ran over to his band. He waved his hand, and they started to play.
Oh, yung sing room with her.
Hmm. Kung asan, bang ay mo, kung ay.
Sing room with her.
Go with them, let's all sleep in, come near, you're on a
All right, boys, let's get this tape back to the lab for analysis.
We have a lab?
Yeah, it's that room we keep the Christmas decorations in.
No, I mean...
What is that noise in the background? Maybe I can isolate it. I know I've heard that noise before. Think, Clancy, think. Hail falling on a tin roof? No, that's it. Stovetop popcorn. And it sounds like my favorite brand, Chintzy Pop.
News with my lovely wife fixes me sandwich. Why can't I just die?